and she fired me on the spot. And she cut my key cards. And not only that, she didn't let me say goodbye to anybody, all my friends and mentors for 3 years. I dropped out of college for this lady. She didn't let me pack up my stuff. And worst of all, she told everyone, you'll be fired if you talk to Hala. And she blackballed me from the industry.
That's Hala Taha. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And today, we have a new featured speaker, podcast host, entrepreneur, and LinkedIn influencer making her debut on the show as she shares her story to inspire us and to motivate us to be very persistent and to also be resilient in the face of all of our life's challenges. Here's Hala Taha. Enjoy.
And she fired me on the spot and she cut my key cards. And not only that, she didn't let me say goodbye to anybody, all my friends and mentors for 3 years. I dropped out of college for this lady. She didn't let me pack up my stuff. And worst of all, she told everyone, you'll be fired if you talk to Hala. And she blackballed me from the industry. And she thought that I would shrivel and die, probably. So, yeah, oops. And so, at the time, I felt like I had died. My identity was taken away from me. Everybody knew me as Hala from Hot 97. It was extremely embarrassing. Like, all my social media saying Hala, Hot 97. Everything was Hot 97. My whole life was wrapped in this brand. And so I was so embarrassed and I literally felt like somebody died. It was one of the worst moments in my life. But I was so used to rejection, right? And so it's kind of funny. I was fired on a Thursday. By Sunday, I had a new idea. And I decided I was going to create something called the Sorority of Hip Hop. And I was going to recruit all the girls in the hip hop entertainment industry who worked for iHeartRadio, VH1, you name it. And we'd all band together and I'd create a blog site. Blogs were super hot at the time. And we would band together and become more powerful and have a platform. And so I started working on this idea. I was fired on Thursday. I started working on my website and learning how to code websites on Sunday. By the end of 2 weeks, I recruited 14 girls off of Twitter and Craigslist. And we formed the Sorority of Hip Hop and I was the president and we started a blog site. I went back to school to finish my undergrad and make my parents proud. And at the same time, I was building this website. Within 3 months, we were one of the most popular hip hop and R&B stations and blog sites in the world. I also had about 50 girls at that time. I had 150 girls outside of the organization over about 3 years. So we got all this notoriety because I figured out how to hack Twitter. I got all these celebrities to retweet us and we blew up that way. So 3 months into it, MTV scouts us. We did a little pilot, nothing really came out of it, but we didn't care. We were like, this is 3 months in, what's gonna happen 6 months from now? Who cares, right? So we keep building and building. We have online radio shows, interviewing celebrities, we're hosting concerts and events. We have this blog site that's going viral all the time. Everything's good. We're not really monetizing that much because I didn't really figure out the business aspect of it, but we were making a little bit of money. And finally, MTV reaches back out. And at the time, I was getting scouted for multiple reality TV shows. Love and Hip Hop wanted me to be on their show. Oxygen wanted me to have a show. And MTV was like, listen, Hala, we just had Jersey Shore. We're going to make you a star. Choose us. And so I did. I chose them, and I was going to be the lead. I was getting paid 3 times as much as everybody else. And so they filmed us all summer. We were broke girls, catty girls. It was fun time. And they got us a studio on Broadway. And it had neon signs. It was hooked up with all this furniture. We got our hair and makeup done every day. We were mic'd up and filmed on the street. They filmed us in restaurants at my parents' house. They filmed us all summer. We had a concert. It was absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, when it was about to air 2 weeks before, my producer gives me a call And she's like, Hala, I'm sorry, but we decided to move in another direction. And again, it was one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, like again? I did all the work. I did everything right. I made the right choices. I worked my butt off. How is this happening again? And they didn't give me a reason why they didn't choose the show, but they decided not to air it. And that was a moment in my life where I feel like my thought that life was limitless really fizzled out. And I thought, you know what, Hala, you're really unrealistic. And life is not this easy. Your parents are right. Your family is right. You should just be normal and get a real job. And it's time to just be normal. And so I thought I'd never get back on a mic. I shut down the group. I had 50 girls that were extremely mad at me. But I shut down the group. I shut down the blog. And I decided that I was going to go get my MBA and that I was going to be a normal person and get a normal job in corporate. And that was that. It's time to be a normal person. So I ended up wanting to get my MBA. Unfortunately, I had a 2.3 undergrad GPA. So it was really difficult to get into school. So I decided that I was going to use my networking skills. It's one of my strongest skills. And I decided I was going to target my alma mater, the director of alumni associations at NJIT, and I would beg her to get into the MBA program. And so I emailed her every other day for like a month, and I just wouldn't leave her alone. And I was like, can I get you a coffee? Can I buy you lunch? Can I come there? And finally, she agreed to take a meeting with me. And I explained to her my whole story, how I had the sorority of hip hop, how I worked at Hot 97, and how even though on paper I looked like a schlub, I really was a hard worker. And she believed in me, and I told her, if you let me in this program, I promise I'll get a 4.0 and I'll get straight A's. And she said, Hala, if you keep that promise, I'll let you in the program. And she let me in the program. I ended up getting a 4.0, graduating with straight A's, number one in my class. And it really set off my corporate career. At the same time I got my MBA, I leveraged that to get an internship at Hewlett-Packard. And I was making 70 grand a year. And to me, that was like a lot of money. And I was like finally making it. And I did that. And at the same time at HP, I started something called the Young Employee Network. So the Young Employee Network is an employee resource group at Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard actually has like an amazing company culture. And so in my office, though, there was no culture. Nobody talked to each other outside of departments. Like, it was super boring and bland. And I, being like the little entrepreneur inside the organization, was like, oh, no, like, we've got to change this. So I got everybody to sign a petition, and we started a Young Employee Network at the office. And I ended up launching their first holiday party, their first company picnic, all of their charity events, and I infused the whole office with culture. And so at the same time, I was doing amazing in my career. I thought I was going to be so behind everybody else because I started my corporate career so late, but that wasn't true at all. I had learned outside of an organization. And so I was so tech savvy, and I was like the digital whiz kid. I got promoted from role to role. I had every single job on the marketing team. And I was like the C-suite pet, especially because I was doing all this cultural stuff. And I was interviewing the CEOs, the CEO and the CMO all the time. And I was really the face of the young employees at Hewlett-Packard. So I did this presidency of the Young Employee Network for 2 years at Hewlett-Packard. And then I finally thought, you know what? Let me set my sights even higher. I want to be the president of the Global Young Employee Network. And so I was on the recruitment chair of that organization, and I paid my dues. I created something called HPE Spirit Week. At the time, there was 300,000 employees across the organization, and I launched a week-long event with daily themes around the world where I was emailing the entire organization every day as if I was the CEO. And they still do this event to this day, and I created it. It was like a week-long event called HPE Spirit Week. So I thought I for sure was a shoo-in to be the president of the Global Young Employee Network. But of course, I was wrong. The HR director, for some reason, didn't like me. She didn't give me the position. She gave it to a guy who never was even involved in the organization. And they didn't even keep me on the board. They kicked me out. And I was, again, like, what did I do? I just worked for free. I basically had a side hustle inside of this organization, and they just stomped me out. And by the way, that HR director left 1 month later. I left too. I went to Disney Streaming Services. And at the same time, I started Young and Profiting Podcast. And I decided that if I couldn't lead the 7,000 young employees all over the world at Hewlett-Packard, that I would lead 7 million young professionals across the world instead. And I'd start my own thing, Young and Profiting.
Big thanks to Hala Ta for stopping by And if you'd like to connect with her and her work, you can go to youngandprofiting.com. Her Instagram is Yap with Hala. Her LinkedIn is also Hala Taha. Her YouTube and her podcast are both entitled Young and Profiting with Hala Taha. And lastly, if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can head over to YouTube and type in Hala Taha, aka the Podcast Princess, keynote at MIT's 2022 Gathering of Titans Conference. And everything I just mentioned, along with a link to the entire talk, will be in the show description below, so you can go and check that out. And that is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a terrific rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.